Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Diana Krekus, the Take Action Life Coach. It's an awesome day. It's April 1st, 2015. And yes, it looks like spring in New Jersey. Hallelujah. You know, it's finally here. I thought we were going to have snow forever. I really do. It has been such a amazing so-called spring that we were having. I thought winter was never going to stop, really. I never in 30 years it hasn't been like this in New Jersey. But, again, I'm just happy that it is getting here and it's finally, you know, warming up to normal temperatures. We're still behind a little bit, but not too bad. But anyway, today I want to talk to you about positive thinking. So before we even get started, do me a favor, get a piece of paper, get a pen, so that this way you could jot down notes because, you know, when I give things out, I just like to, you know, again, off the cuff, you know, the reason I wanted to talk about positive thinking is because I saw a post yesterday of a very good friend of mine, and she has a mom who is going through, who's in a nursing home, and who has Alzheimer's, and she also is ill. And it was very traumatic for her. I mean, she's been dealing with this with her mom, but it really got, something just put her over the edge yesterday, and it just seeing her mom in that condition really took a toll on her. And I could understand, I mean, I can't say I know how she feels because, no, I am not going through what she's going through. I could understand it as a nursing standpoint and as, of course, a human being that, you know, that's very traumatic, seeing someone going through Alzheimer's and let alone it being your mom going through that. So she just, you know, she says, I'm always positive. You see my posts are constantly positive, but today I'm just being real. And that's really important. You have to be real. You know, you can't be positive. You can't be, you know, Mary Poppins and everything's wonderful and everything's perfect. No, it's not. Life is not perfect. You know, that's one of the things people tell me, well, you talk about positive thinking. What's the matter? You don't see what's going on in the world with all the tragedies and all the stuff? Yeah, I do. I do see what's going on in the world, okay? And there's things that are beyond our control that we can't, there's nothing we could do. But what the way we react to it is what we can do. That is really what the important message I'm trying to get across. And when you're going through something, whatever it is, traumatic, you know, whatever life's events or anything that is upsetting to you, you have to remember, rocks break. You know, I have this wonderful doctor who told me, I mean, I was going through a lot when I first had the breast cancer, and, you know, I was the one that everybody would go to. Constantly, you know, like whatever problem they had, they would call me up and say, I got this, this is that, because I was the nurse in the family. You know, I was the one, the problem solver, you know. And after a while, I needed someone to talk to, you know, and it was like I felt funny asking for help. And I was at the doctor's office, and it was just like, you know, everything hit me, and I cried, you know, and I apologized. And he says, what are you apologizing for? He goes, let me tell you something. He goes, rocks break. You can't be 100% tough guy. You know, you have to be human, and it's okay. It's okay to cry. And especially when you're going through a traumatic event, it's okay to cry. It's okay to get angry. It's okay to, you know, to be pissed off for a while. It's you know, you go into that room, you cry in there, whatever. You get it out, and then you step back into, okay, you got it out. You cried, you screamed, you got angry. You bargained with God. That's part of the grieving process. Because whenever something happens traumatic in your life, it's a loss. It may not be a loss of a person, but it's a loss of something. Maybe a loss of independence. Maybe like in that lady situation, a loss of how her mother used to be. You know, that is a loss. It's still a loss. You know, for me, it was the fact that I lost the ability to be a nurse like I used to be. But I didn't let that just, okay, so I'm not, you know, a visiting nurse anymore. okay, so what do? Sit down and cry and say, you know, that's it, it's the end of the world? No. I went and said, okay, what can I do? Not what can't I do, what can I do? That's what I'm talking about with positive thinking. You know, it's the way you change a event or something happening in your life into something positive. You have to look for the betterment. You know, we always hear about that glass half full or the glass half empty. You know, there's people that see it, well, that glass is half empty. They don't want to see anything else. It's half empty. That's the bottom line. Yet some other people say, well, it's half full. At least you have something compared to nothing. Okay, and those are the people that seem to have, all of a sudden they have all this luck, they have things happening, things turning around in their life. It's not luck, ladies and gentlemen. What it is, it's the way they think in a situation. Because like I said, life happens, and you have to take things as they come. You know, nothing in life is perfect. Nothing stays the same. It's like an ebb and flow, up and down. You know, you got your hills and you got your valleys. Nothing ever stays the same. You know, you're in a relationship. You know, sometimes there's days when, you know, everything's wonderful and it's the honeymoon phase and everything's perfect. And then the next day you want to kill each other. Not literally, okay. But, you know, it's like you get angry at the person. Does that mean that you got angry at the person because the person forgot to do something or whatever? You know, does it mean that, okay, that's it, divorce papers, everybody, let's go? No. You don't just throw in the towel. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about positive thinking. And let me tell you something. When I read Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale, he is my all-time favorite author. You know, he was the one that changed my life. He really did, in the sense, you know, I just picked up his book. I said, you know, what the heck is this positive thinking stuff? It was many, many years ago I picked it up. When I first started network marketing, and I've used his principles, I have, and it has not failed me yet. You know, it really has, you know, made me really think differently when I'm dealing with difficult situations. I mean, there's nothing else that worse than hearing, you know, a loved one or yourself that you got the C word. That you got cancer, you know. When you hear that, you know, people are like, oh. Even now, you know, when I tell people, yeah, I had breast cancer, oh, my God, you had cancer. It's like all of a sudden the tone changes, you know. And it's like, yeah, but I'm okay. I'm here. I'm talking to you. I'm on this side of the grass. I'm not on the other side of the grass. It's like the whole, you know, it's like such a negativity around it, you know, and it is, it's a fear, you know, everybody fears death, everybody fears cancer, you know, so when you hear that, and I'm happy that I read that book prior to all this, because that has helped me through my journey with breast cancer, and it will help you also with whatever journey you're on, because each one of us has our own journey, our own life's mission, our own thing that we need to do in life. We have a purpose. I believe everybody's born for a purpose. Whatever it is, I don't know your purpose. You don't know my purpose. I still don't know my purpose, which is, you know, every day I get these new surprises like, wow, I guess I was meant to talk to that person for a reason. And it's funny because I'll get a email or I'll get a message that, remember when we talked on such and such a date, you know, and I'll be like, yeah, well, you know, that message worked for me today, which is amazing. But it's just something that just happens. But I'm telling you, pick up the book if you haven't seen it. If you haven't read it, read it. And there's other different extensions from it, like the amazing results of positive thinking. There's actual stories, real stories of people who have gone through. I mean, when I'm reading what these people have gone through, I mean, I have no problems when I look at it this way. When I read what they have gone through, when you start listening to what other people have gone through, you start realizing that, hey, you know what? My life's really not that bad. Really, when you start really listening and paying attention to what other people have gone through. You know, there's a woman in the book, The Amazing Results of Positive Thinking. I mean, this lady, she was a cook, she was a chef, she had her own restaurant, everything was going good. Then all of a sudden, she started losing her sight. I mean, come on, a chef losing her sight, trying to cook. I mean, that really, you know, that's her livelihood. That was her whole career. And then she wound up going blind. And if that wasn't bad enough, her husband got killed in an automobile accident. I mean, come on, by herself, trying to manage, and she did. She managed. You know, she took it, you know, she says, well, you know, those are things that happen, and, you know, she was able to deal with it. A lot of us would have been devastated with just the blindness part, really. We would have just said, well, you know, that's it. It's over with. We're blind. We can't do nothing. And this lady just was amazing. The way she put her faith and her positive thinking, you know, it just gave her that strength. It really does. And then her one of the things that she said that I took away from the book was, always act as if it were impossible to fail. Again, write this down. Always act as if it were impossible to fail, and God will see you through. Okay? God's my higher power. You could write your higher power. But it's true. It really is. When you start acting like nothing or no one can stand in your way, all of a sudden you start seeing doors opening up. All of a sudden people start communicating with you that you never would have had a chance to communicate with these people. I'm seeing it like I use a social network called LinkedIn, okay? I really, really prefer it compared to Facebook, to be really honest with you. On Facebook, to me, lately, a couple of things have been really, really irking me. One is that on you have this bunch of drama, you know, where everybody has to put why they have to put out their business on Facebook. God only knows, but they're still doing that, and they always will. Or the other thing is that Facebook has changed their algorithm, so you don't see everybody's posts, and everybody doesn't see your posts. So things, to me, has been dying down on Facebook, and they're trying more. Facebook's now not so much as a social network. They're more monetizing it for the advertisers. And they're doing a big injustice if they're trying to get people, because they're really, instead of anything else, they're really pissing people off that people are just, you know, getting off of Facebook. The kids, you know, like teenagers, are not interested in Facebook at all. You know, my son's age group, which is in the, you know, the teens, early teens, they're interested in Twitter. They don't care about advertising. They don't care about that. They just want to socialize. They want to be able to talk, post freely, not worry about, you know, Facebook jail and all that nonsense. They want to be able to do that, and they do. I mean, Twitter, in 140 characters, these kids are going back and forth, back and forth. It's hysterical, but that's the way they're communicating. To me, as a professional, LinkedIn is the way for me to communicate with people who I want to communicate with, who have the same mindset. I mean, like-minded, yeah, you know, you hear that all the time. It's a cliche. I just feel that people have, you know, still different ideas, and we're able to sit at a table kind of atmosphere in LinkedIn and say, okay, this is what I bring to the table. This is what I bring to the table. Okay, you know, maybe you're not interested in doing this, but if you know of anyone, could you just let them know? Sure, this is what I do. If you're not interested, could you share this with someone else? And that's all it's about. And I feel I'm getting much more of a response for my particular business than anything else. You know, and people are looking for me. I'm getting people who are even listening to this radio show, and they're like, I saw that you posted it on LinkedIn, and I just sat, you know, I listened to you, and a lot of the things that you covered is something I wanted to hear. So I'm getting listeners from LinkedIn. I'm getting business partners from LinkedIn. I'm getting business associates, people who are contacts, you know, all over the world, and I think it's amazing. So that's my favorite social network. So if you want to look for me, I'm on LinkedIn. All you got to do, I'm the Diana Karekis, the Take Action Life Coach. That's my title there. So all you got to do is look for me. And my email is secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. Again, secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. And look for me there and connect with me. You know, because really that's where I'm spending most of my time compared to Facebook, to be honest with you. But going again to positive thinking, you know, like I said earlier, people would say, well, you know, there's a lot of all this negativity. Well, to be honest with you, you need to stay away from the negativity. You know, a lot of people gravitate to the news, to, oh, my God, did you see what happened? And they sit there and they talk about all this negativity and all the, you know, it's like they're dripping and drooping of negativity. Of course, you know, you start, it's weird, but I'm serious. If you start observing people, you know, walking in the stores or walking in the malls or even in your own office, wherever you are right now, you know, if you're still working, watch how their mannerism of the way they walk, their stature. As they're walking, a lot of them have their shoulders rounded. They're walking with their head down. That they're like, you could feel the negativity. Try to walk into, like, if you're going into the store or if you're going in, wherever you're going, try to smile at somebody. They'll look at you like, wait a minute, this person's smiling. What's the matter? You know, because they're not used to it. You know, like when I go to the store, I'll smile, especially I love smiling to elderly people because it blows their mind, to be honest with you. They see somebody younger than them smiling at them. They're like, wait a minute. And then they smile back because they want to smile. They really want to smile. But they're frightened to smile because they don't know, you know, mostly it's grumpy people that are in stores. But really, you know, if you start changing your mindset, you'll start seeing things in a different perspective. If you go out there and you start looking, if you really, you could even do this yourself. If you start looking, you know, for let's say you're looking for a red car, okay, doesn't matter. You will see 20 million red cars. All of a sudden, red cars are going to pop up in front of you. If you're going to look for yellow flowers, all of a sudden, 20 million yellow flowers, whatever it is, a particular color of something, you will find that because that's what you're looking for. So if you're looking for negativity, you're going to find it. I swear to God, you're going to find it. But if you're looking for positive, it's going to come to you. You're going to find that as well. If you go with the mindset, you wake up in the morning, say, okay, I'm going to try this morning. I'm going to wake up, and I'm not going to sweat the small stuff. I'm really not, you know. And you get up, and you have that attitude, and it's like, okay, maybe something, whatever it is, goes wrong. Maybe the microwave went out. Okay, it's not really the end of the world if the microwave goes out, really. Think about it. But some people are like, oh, my God, the microwave does this, does that. And before you know it, they're just like, again, dripping, drooping of negativity. You have to change that mindset. Maybe the microwave was going to go anyway because it's 20 years old, whatever. But you understand what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you have to change your way of thinking. And you have to start today because things are not going to change for you if you don't. They're not. Everything's going to still remain the same because you're still thinking the same. With your thoughts being the same, you're going to act the same. You're going to treat people the same, and people are going to treat you the same. Nothing will change. Really, nothing will change. And then you're wondering, well, why things aren't working for you? Because you're not changing. Because you're doing the same thing. It's like this, the definition of insanity, keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. It's not going to happen. You need to change the way you think. You need to say, okay, when a negative thought comes in your mind, you need to change it to a positive thought. It's replacing negative with a positive thought, okay? You know, sometimes when people break up in a relationship, okay, maybe it's hurtful. It is, but maybe it's for the best. For both parties, really, if it's a toxic relationship, it's best to get the heck out of the relationship than continue perpetuating it to where something else is going to go wrong and it could be very dangerous. You have to really start thinking what is best. Maybe sometimes, you know, you have a flat tire when you get up in the morning. Maybe it happened for a reason so that you don't get into that car accident. There's an accident up the road on the highway. That because you had that flat tire, you weren't able to get, normally you would be on the highway at that particular time. You know, you have to start thinking that there's a reason. You know, I'll tell you something. I've learned to listen to my heart, and I've learned to listen to my spirit, you know, and I've learned to listen to God, who's my higher power, and, you know, my spiritual guides who are around me. You know, they're all around you, and it all depends on what your beliefs are. This is my beliefs, but I really do believe that. You know, they have not guided me wrong yet. When I've had the gut instinct to do something or not to do something, it was for a good reason. And sure enough, it came to be that it was for a good reason, for my own benefit. So you have to learn to start listening to you and stop worrying about negativity and start thinking about positive, because I'm going to tell you something. You're not living at all if you're focusing on negativity. You're existing. You're not living. Again, you're not living if you're focusing on negativity. You're just existing. So it's important to start thinking about positive things. You know, turn something negative into a positive. Okay, so you had a breakup, so you had a divorce. That doesn't mean it's the end of the world. I had a divorce. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. It was. Okay, but and the funny thing is people tell you, really? Yes, because the relationship was toxic. Okay, yes, I lost my house. I lost my car. I lost my job. I had to start from ground zero. Okay, but it was the best thing that happened to me. Okay, it was. Because that relationship was toxic. The same thing, like, okay, I got the breast cancer. People are like, oh my God, you have breast cancer. To me, it was the best thing that happened to me. Why? Because then I didn't have to go back to working for a place. I couldn't stand working for people who were hypocrites, who all they were interested in were stats. That's all they were interested in. They couldn't care less if you died in the streets. They just wanted to make sure you saw patients. They were two-faced. You go into the office. Oh, how are you? Behind your back. They're talking behind your back. That was the best thing. I don't have to deal with those people anymore for 3 years. It's wonderful. Okay? I turned it into a positive. I was relieved that I didn't have to deal with those people. The stress of those people was enough to kill anybody. That's the way you have to think. You have to turn a negative into a positive. Then I was able to spend my time coaching. I was able to get my master's because I got rid of something. And I'm still here. That's what I'm talking about, positive thinking. You know, yes, bad things happen. Yes, you know, life happens, but you got to look at it in a different perspective. You got to sit back, and sometimes you got to look at things objectively and say, okay, this is what happened. Okay, how am I going to handle it? Am I going to scream and carry on? Is that going to help the situation? No, it's not. You're going to get all this energy out of screaming and carrying on. You still have to deal with the situation anyway. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Deal with the situation. Deal with it head on. Get it over with, whatever has to be dealt with. If something has to be dealt with, deal with it, done. And once it's in your past, it's, again, a life's lesson that you dealt with. But it's all about you. It's all about you thinking how you can handle things. And let me tell you something. You'll find a strength that you didn't even know you had. It's in you. It's really in you. If you dig deep inside, if you haven't been using this, okay, you got to dig a little deeper if you haven't been using this, okay? But it's in there. I'm telling you, it's in each and every one of you. It really is. But the only one that could find it is you. I can't do it for you. Your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, your husband, your wife, your significant other, whoever, can't do it for you. You need to find it within yourself. Okay? You really, really do, and you can do it. You can set your mind to do whatever you want to. I have seen it. I have seen things in my life with patients that, honest to God, I'm like, I don't understand how they could do it, but they did it. Because they had the will that they were going to do it. They had such positive energy, such positive thinking that they were going to do it, and they did it. And they defeated the odds that people, oh, no, no, there's no way. Yes, there is a way. And it's in each and every one of us. But it's up to you to tap into that. Again, I can't do it. Only you can. Only you can. So like I said, if you haven't picked up the book, really pick it up. It's Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And again, he's got some offshoots of it, The Amazing Results of Positive Thinking. His wife has done things that they are so, the both of them have passed away. So, but they were so into the positive thinking and positive imaging and the stories. I mean, these stories are like, oh my God, really? They're amazing. And I have seen similar stories happen in my nursing career. People have beaten odds that I mean, they had things stacked against them, let me tell you. And they still beat the odds. And yet I've also seen people that were supposed to be perfectly fine, everything wonderful, no problems, who gave up, who had no positivity in them, who actually gave up and went downhill and died. Only because they gave up. They chose not to fight. They chose not to be positive. You could do that. If that's what you choose to, that's the onus is on you. Whatever you choose today and beyond, it's all on you. I can't do anything about it. No, again, your husband, your wife, your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, whoever, can't do anything for you. You have to take the responsibility for your own life. And if there's toxic people in your life, I'm sorry, you got to get rid of them. Or keep them at a distance. I mean, if you're living in the same house and you have no other choice because, you know, you have to do what you have to do, keep them at a distance. But you got to focus on the positivity. You have to. If you want to succeed in anything, I'm using the positive thinking for both things, for my personal life as well as for my business. And it has helped exponentially and tremendously for both. And you can do it too. You can, if you choose to do so. But it's all up to you. You know, it really is. It's just, I can't explain it to you. You know, I could tell... The best way I could, let me see if I could explain it this way, okay? Have you ever had one day where, I mean, like everything has gone wrong and you're pissed off and you just, people even say, oh my God, you're like reeking. You actually, it's like I can't explain, but you could feel the vibes of somebody who's angry. It's like, I feel it. I'm very sensitive now. You know, I'm very, I'm at a different place, like I'm more aware or attuned or intuitive now since I was diagnosed because I got closer to my, you know, to God. I'm more intuitive to people's, you know, emotions very easily. I could pick it up over the phone. I could tell right away somebody's mad. It's just amazing how I was able to now pick up things. If you allow yourself to be able to do that and you start getting to your higher levels, it's just amazing. It's wow. It's like mind-blowing. But anyway, you know, when you have a day where you're angry compared to a day when things happen and you don't take it so personal, it's a difference. You'll feel that difference. So we're coming to the end of the show, so I hope that what I said today has impacted you and it'll get you to think a little bit in the positive way, positive thinking. So anyway, pick up the book if you haven't picked it up. You could also get a copy, I believe. You know, they usually have any PDFs that you could pick up, but please read it. Again, if you have any questions, reach me at secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. Again, secondincomeconsultants@gmail.com. This is Diana Karekas, the Take Action Life Coach. I will be back next Wednesday at 9 o'clock a.m. Have an awesome, awesome day. Enjoy spring and have that positive thinking. Take care for now. See you next week. Bye-bye.